Season's greetings, chickadee. Today, as we count our way down to Christmas, we're going to do a chakra-guided meditation. During the holiday season, we can become emotionally and energetically spent. To avoid putting a damper on our holiday, take some time to reground and rebalance. In this chakra meditation, I will guide you in rebalancing and healing all 12 of your chakras. And for those of you who maybe are new to chakras, there are the traditional 7 that we have had access to for many generations, but most recently, as we journey from the Piscean age into the Aquarian age, we're opening up to other chakras that we have always had, but not necessarily been in a place to connect with. And for the purposes of this meditation, I will expose you to those 12 chakras and to delve deeper into the newer chakras. I strongly encourage that you check out the complete guide to chakras, as it is my guide as I learn about them as well. In addition to this, I will be utilizing the Healing Energy Oracle Deck by Mario Duguay. And the reason behind this is that each chakra is deep and profound, and I could probably write an entire book about each chakra. And so for the purposes of this guided meditation, I want to narrow down all of the meanings and purposes behind each chakra into a single focus. And so as we heal and rebalance each chakra, I will read a message utilizing the Oracle Deck by Mario Duguay. And the affiliate links to both the book and the deck will be below. All right, to begin, first find a comfortable spot to sit down or lay down. Please be sure that there are no distractions, maybe even turn off the light. Communicate to your family or friends that you're going to take some time to do this meditation. And once you get comfortable, I'd like you to close your eyes and listen to my voice and allow my voice to guide you in first relaxing. So as you breathe in and then out, allow the tension to seep from your body. Give your toes a wiggle, your shoulders, your wrists, maybe even turn your neck side to side. And as you breathe in and out, you can allow that tension to release. And as you get into this comfortable spot, just listen to my voice. And we'll begin by grounding. And this simple tool helps you reconnect with Mother Earth and get into a grounded space. So we'll call in Mother Earth to reach up and connect with us as we send our energy down into Mother Earth. And imagine from your feet a root system digging into the earth, grounding you here on planet Earth, connecting you, solidifying you, strengthening you. Take a moment to imagine this connection, to feel Mother Earth's joy in this connection. Next, we're going to take a moment to shield, and this will allow you to preserve your energy system, especially as we delve into your individual chakras. To do this, imagine a bubble forming around you. I like to use the example of the Good Witch's bubble from The Wizard of Oz. And as this bubble surrounds you, imagine that it shimmers with white light. Now, this is divine light, protecting light. And place one more layer to your shield. This outer layer shimmers like a rainbow, offering different hues and colors. And as you imagine these shields, know that they will remain, that they will keep you safe, that they will support you through this meditation. Now I would like you to call in your spirit guides. These can be your angels, your animal totems. They can be from your star family, Palladians, Lemurians. If you're uncertain as to who your spirit guides are, merely call out to them and they will come. And ask them to support, guide, and protect you as we do our chakra meditation. And they will help to heal, rebalance, and remove any stuck or negative energy in your system. Take a moment to just breathe. And as you breathe, imagine a golden light coming through the roots of your tree, grounded in Mother Earth, and traveling up your body. And this energy is going to do an initial sweep of any stuck, clogged, or negative energy in your system, and it's going to remove it for you. And as you imagine this golden energy sweeping up through your body to your head, it'll come back down again and pass through the roots of your grounding tree into Mother Earth, where your spirit guides will transmute this energy into positive, loving energy for the universe, for Mother Earth. Do not worry about this negative energy. It is being transmuted. So release it. Let go of it. We'll begin with the Earth Star Chakra, one of our newer or newly discovered chakras. It is located 6 to 12 inches below your feet, embedded within Mother Earth. It might appear to you as a rich dark brown color, or maybe be transitioning to a magenta color. When we first connect with the Earth's star chakra, it will present itself in a deep, beautiful, soil-rich brown color. And as it awakens and you connect more deeply with it, it will transition into a magenta shade. No matter what shade it is, take a moment to connect. This chakra connects you with the Akashic records, the knowledge of your soul, your past lives, and the knowledge of the universe, Mother Earth, most specifically. It acts as a stabilizer to your chakra system and connects you with Mother Earth, with the ancient energies hidden deep within her that are beginning to present themselves once more. And the beauty of this chakra is that as you connect, you positively impact not only your own energy, but the energy of Mother Earth and help her to heal. Call on your spirit guides to help you bring that golden energy deep into your Earth Star Chakra. You may begin to feel a little tingling at the bottom of your feet if your feet chakras are open. And allow that golden healing energy to seep into your chakra, to cleanse it of any clogged energy, any negativity, and release it. Allow your chakra to rebalance. And listen to our focused message. Freedom. I realize my wounds create doubt, resentment, and guilt. So I work to free myself of darkness. I cast off negative thoughts, find peace in my heart, and discover the being of light within me. And this light is deep within your soul, and it's within your being. And allow yourself to connect with this Earth Star Chakra, and it will connect you with the light of your past, with the light of Mother Earth, to strengthen and empower you. We then transition to the root chakra, located at the base of your spine. It shines a bright ruby red. It grounds you to Mother Earth, to the world around you, to human life. It is power, passion, and primal instincts. It is the ultimate guide to help you in surviving so that you may be here as a human being. The power of this root chakra is in the strength and endurance that it provides. And as the golden healing light enters your chakra, allow yourself to release any tension you may be feeling, any worries or doubts, and allow the knowledge that you are safe, that you are divinely guided and protected, to enter into your perception and mental space. Our guided message for this meditation is courage. I am stronger than fear and bigger than doubt. I am light. I remain light. I trust in God and stand tall before the tests of life. I grow and become wiser through every challenge. I am a being of new life. Allow this energy, this root chakra, to empower you, for you are strong. You are capable of addressing and navigating whatever life may bring you. And as we move upwards, we enter into the sacral chakra, which is 1 to 2 inches below your navel. This bright orange chakra brings about polarity and the balance of polarity, connecting you with the feminine and masculine energy and connecting you with life here on earth. This chakra is powerful in that it helps you to not only honor, balance, but thrive in the dual world that we live in, to connect both with the masculine and the feminine energy, no matter what your gender. And in doing so, it helps you connect with life here on earth, with man, with woman, with the dual nature that is our world. And as you take a moment, allow this golden healing energy to seep into your sacral chakra, to remove any negativity, any clogged energy, and allow the chakra to shine the bright orange that it is meant to be, to rebalance, to recenter. Our message for this chakra is shining light. May a desire to improve myself transforms fear into strength. I raise my thoughts above doubt and find faith in the goodness of the universe. I love and accept myself as a soul, and I discover the light that dwells within me. And as a soul, we hold both divine feminine and divine masculine energy. We are both, no matter what gender we are in this lifetime. And this chakra allows you to honor those aspects of yourself. We continue our movement upward to the solar plexus chakra, which is placed just above your navel and shines a bright sunny yellow. It centers our personal power, our purpose of self, and allows us to connect with the skills and abilities of integrity, confidence, and strength. This creative chakra shines a bright yellow when in balance. Take a moment to allow your intuition to tell you what shade of yellow your chakra is. This is a wonderful skill in learning how to balance your own chakras, whether you're listening to a meditation or not. And as you connect with your solar plexus chakra, allow that golden healing energy to seep into your chakra and remove any shading, any shadows, any darkness that might be clouding the bright yellow that is your solar plexus chakra. Take a moment to sit with your chakra and breathe this healing energy. Know that you have the potential for strength and integrity and confidence. That your personal power is strong and revitalized in this moment. Our message for the solar plexus chakra is manifestation of light. I see the beauty in me. I grow and develop my inner self in harmony with light and beauty. I free myself from negativity. My heart transforms. My intellect shines and my inner light grows. This chakra is wonderful for connecting you with creativity and giving you the confidence to speak out, to show your identity and personality to the world around you. You are beautiful. We continue our upward movement into our heart chakra, which has two elements and components. Located at the center of your chest, it is both an emerald green and a shade of pink. This dual color represents the dual nature of the heart chakra, of both the home of your self-love and your unconditional love for the world. It allows for the growth in compassion, restoration, acceptance, and grace. It is known as the heart-centered consciousness. And this chakra allows you to connect in love with yourself and to connect in love with those around you and the world as a whole. Take a moment to breathe in this golden healing energy into your heart space, to fill the cavity of your chest and push out and release any negativity, any self-doubt, shame, or self-loathing. You do not need them anymore. And allow this open space to cultivate, give birth, and invite love, compassion, self-forgiveness, and acceptance. Know that you are beautiful. Know that you are loved, not only by your spirit guides and spirit, but by yourself. Our message for the heart chakra is choice. I choose serenity, light, and positive energy. No matter what I go through, I choose happiness. I rise above fear and direct my thoughts to God. Take a moment to breathe and sit with your heart chakra. Allow the energy of this chakra and all the rest to spread into your being, to fill you with light and love, with power, strength, and courage. We continue our journey to the throat chakra. Located at the base of your throat, it shines a vibrant blue. It is all about expression, verbal, nonverbal. It connects you to the realms of higher consciousness. This chakra is not just about communication, but about the adaptation, adoption, and application of new perceptions and new beliefs. This chakra allows you to weave the information that you get from your soul, from the divine, from Mother Earth and those around you, to take this information and weave it into your way of being and the way that you express yourself and live your life. Take a moment to allow this golden energy to continue traveling upward and fill the space of your throat, to seep into the muscles and tissue, to allow it to transform your throat chakra into the most vibrant blue you can imagine. And allow your spirit guides to take any of that negativity you're still holding on to and release it into their hands, where they will transform it. Our message for the throat chakra is here and now. The future does not exist and the past is gone. I focus on the present. I have confidence in life again because here, Now there is no danger. Everything happens when my soul is ready. The throat chakra allows you to express yourself, to call out to the world, to aid, to support you. Take a moment to radiate in this strong blue energy. We continue our journey to the third eye chakra, located in your brain, placed just an inch above your eyebrows at the center of your forehead, and it shines an indigo violet color. This chakra allows you psychic sight. It combines the inner and outer vision. It connects and interweaves your inner and outer world with higher way of being. In essence, your third eye chakra connects you and enables you to live not only a human life, but in connection with the unseen, with divine, with energy, with the higher ways of being and consciousness that we are transforming here on Mother Earth. It connects you to the truth of your soul and the reality of your human existence. It is indeed a powerful chakra. As this golden healing energy travels up your throat and into your mind, allow it to not only remove the negative energy from your third eye chakra, but from within your brain as well. Allow it to transform your state of being to one of positivity, light, love, and happiness. Our message for the third eye chakra is being true. I am true to myself and others. I remove my mask and stop creating illusions. I have confidence in who I am, and I reveal the good in me. I do not need to hide or prove anything. I replace shame with the power of love and truth. And the third eye chakra can help you to see past the veil of others and to connect you with your intuition and guidance, to connect you with your own innate knowing and power that travels all the way from your Earth Star chakra and travels from far above you from the divine and connects it to what your mind already knows so that you may lead a powerful, safe, and strong life. We then move to our crown chakra, which is located just above your head, maybe even nestled in your hair. Its color is often considered white, for it is all the colors of the rainbow. It opens the pathway of light where spiritual messages are then received. This chakra is powerful in that it is the gate between your existence and your soul to all that exists out there in the universe and within the divine and spirit. This is the place in which those spiritual messages and answers are received. And as your eyes are closed, imagine that golden light traveling upward still to connect with your crown chakra, to seep in, to remove any blockages or self-doubts you may have about your worthiness and right to divine messages and guidance. Allow your spirit guides to step in and create a space in your crown chakra for all the spiritual messages of love, acceptance, and guidance that are there for you. And know that you are loved. And as this golden energy heals, here is the message for your crown chakra. Acceptance. I accept every step that life presents me without resistance. I try to find out what the universe is trying to teach me so that I can grow. Thus I advance in freedom on the path of light. Moving forward, whenever you encounter roadblocks or opposition, aggression or harm, remove the fear and doubt that may come up, and know that you are divinely guided and protected. Find the lesson, find the purpose behind what is happening, so that you may navigate your life moving forward with love and grace, with strength and purpose, and know that at all times you are connected with the universe and spirit. We then move past the chakras within our being, onward still to the soul star chakra, located 6 inches above your head, radiating an iridescent rainbow with very strong hues of pink. The soul star chakra connects you to your soul's journey and accesses the divine love that is meant just for you. This chakra helps you get in touch with the plans and purpose you have as a soul for this lifetime. It helps you embrace the knowing that, as illogical as it may seem, that even when your way is shrouded in the unknown, that there is a plan, that there is a purpose, that you are guided and loved. Allow this golden energy to seep into your soul's star chakra. Allow it to awaken the chakra if it is new for you, to remove the negativity or stuck energy, to allow it to shape in and awaken you further to the soul star chakra, to allow you, support you as you access divine love. And our message for the soul star chakra is transformation. I am constantly evolving. I improve inwardly by working on my weaknesses and refining my strengths. Life ensures I'm presented with situations that will help me learn and grow. I am aware of my progress and open my wings to the light. As your soul star chakra is awakened and expands your consciousness and perception, you are transforming. You are connecting with the truth of your soul, your higher being. You are connecting with the divine truth of love and light. You are still you, but merely growing and expanding on this journey that is your life. And as we expand, we move upwards still to the stellar gateway. This chakra is located 12 to 8 inches above your head and shines a magnificent hue of gold. It is the cosmic portal to the rest of the galaxy, and it bridges humanity with the spiritual or star family. It takes and connects your human life with the life that exists in the universe, with the Palladians, with the Lumerians, and with all others who inhabit the universe, and with your spiritual family, spirit guides, and ancestors. As the golden light travels upward still, allow it to awaken, activate, and maybe even expand your stellar gateway chakra. And with that message, we have faith. I am confident I will achieve my goals. I live in the present and have faith in the future. I firmly believe in my value within the universe. And the powerful thing about the stellar gateway, as it connects you with your star family, your spiritual family, and the rest of the galaxy and universe, is that your importance in this world has not diminished. It has only grown. For you now you are connected with not just Mother Earth, but with the universe herself. And this connection is profound. You matter to this world, not just Mother Earth, but the whole of the solar system. have faith in this. We continue our journey upward to the universal gateway, located 2 to 2.5 feet above your head. And this chakra shines a pure silver. It allows you access to the whole of the universe. It is known as the collective chakra, a chakra in which we all share, and is the portal of information and knowledge regarding the universe, of what was, what is, and what will be. And while this chakra might be a bit more profound and expansive than you are ready for, take this moment to merely connect. And know that in this connection, you are developing and undergoing a journey of expansion and transformation. Allow the golden energy to reach up and touch this collective chakra. Allow you to connect, to support you in this moment. Our message is a new opening. When one door closes, I am confident another will open, and it will be for my betterment. I accept that life brings challenges and acknowledge the opportunity and learning they present to me. Serenity comes from within. As the universal gateway expands your understanding and connects you with the openings and portals of the rest of the universe, allow this expansion to teach you, to empower you, to strengthen you. We come to the end of our journey with the Divine Gateway Chakra, located 3 to 4 feet above your head, shimmering a pale blue color. It shrouds all the other chakras in an auric umbrella of protection, love, and light, and it is the direct connection with Source. The Divine Gateway is known as the Cosmic Heart. And this is the place in which the spiritual messages we receive all the way down in our crown chakra originate. It is from this chakra that they are created and sent down to us, where we receive them and connect with them through our crown chakra. The Divine Gateway is the connection to all that is, to creation, to Source. It is the connection we each have as children of our Creator. Take a moment to breathe this golden energy into your Divine Gateway Chakra to send a message of love that you have for Spirit and your Spirit guides, for the universe, for Mother Earth, for life. And in this moment, feel this connection you have with all of existence. Our message for the Divine Gateway Chakra is this: open to the universe. I am discovering my worth and my abilities. I have confidence in my value and my potential. I reclaim my inner power. I accept and love myself completely. Thus, I am open to the divine light of the universe. Having connected with, healed, and rebalanced each of your 12 chakras, take a moment to breathe, to realign yourself with this new state of being. Breathe deeply and allow your body to reconnect with Mother Earth. Allow that golden energy to travel once more from the roots of your grounding tree, up through your chakras, above your head, and showering down. Come back to travel through your body once more, down into your feet, through your roots, and into Mother Earth. And as this golden energy takes this journey once more, it does one last sweep of any residual stuck energy that you may have. as you reconnect with Mother Earth once more, slowly open your eyes to the world around you with the knowledge that you are loved, guided, and protected, that you are safe. Have a wonderful day, Chickadee.